Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, I love live television, but it can be a recipe for a PR nightmare or an iconic television moment. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada, and I'm also a stand-up comic. I've done live TV without any major incidents. As a viewer, it kind of reminds me of rubberneckers on the highway. I'm not hoping for it, but I'm on the edge of my seat when it looks like things are about to go awry. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Come see my live show. It's full of talent and the potential for becoming a complete train wreck. In 2010, TV Guide Network unveiled their list of the 25 biggest TV blunders. They listed Lost Lust in the number 25 spot, with a tie as big blunders in television, going to when Angela and Tony actually fell in love on Who's the Boss, and David and Maggie finally sleeping together on Moonlighting. In the number one spot, NBC moving Jay Leno to the 10 p.m. slot, and less than a year later, returning him to The Tonight Show. Well, at least they never scripted Leno and Conan falling in love and sleeping together. Two singers actually made the list of TV blunders. One is Janet Jackson for her Super Bowl nipplegate, and the other is Sinead O'Connor. She had a controversial appearance on Saturday Night Live in 1990 when she refused to be the musical guest with Andrew Dice Clay as the host. But the Sinead O'Connor blunder that made the TV Guide's blunder list in the number 24 spot is not about the Dice Man. Causing her to never be invited back, what controversial act did Sinead O'Connor do during a performance on Saturday Night Live in 1992? She grabbed her crotch and spit while singing the national anthem. That was Roseanne. She convinced Britney Spears to shave her head. Well, she was 11 and impressionable. She said her favorite SNL cast member was Jay Moore. You are not coming back. Or she tore up a picture of the Pope. While singing an a cappella rendition of Bob Marley's War, Sinead O'Connor tore up the Pope's pick while urging viewers to fight the real enemy. The Popeless version, taped at a dress rehearsal, is what airs in reruns. And in a 2002 interview with Salon, Sinead O'Connor said she wouldn't change anything about the appearance. Aside from giving Adam Sandler more stage time. Play the interactive Adam Grow Quiz Show online at adamgrowquizshow.com, where you can buy tickets for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and more, as well as your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto this Saturday with my quiz show. Lori Elliott will be performing comedy, Pete Zedlacker will be performing comedy, Stacey Kanyuk will be singing, and Jeff O'Neill will be talking hockey. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.